Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, if it isn't Matt Apodaca, my favorite customer, welcome.
Oh.
Welcome to Russ's Deli. We're really happy. What do you want? What do you want for lunch today, huh?
Just the usual. Turkey avocado club sounds perfect.
Oh, you're my turkey avocado king.
Here, oh, come on.
Let me make that sandwich up. You know what? I'm going to give you a free pack-in soda with that, and it's going to be a delicious lunch. You hit the park. You hit a park bench. You go wherever it is you want to go. But here you go. Here you go. Ah, look at that fresh sandwich.
Ah, hey, Matt. Hey, thanks for coming in. Good to see you regular. Hey, so before you go, I know you got that turkey avocado there.
Yeah.
I thought I'd set you up with another sandwich. Here's a roast beef. Yeah, with some Havarti. So there you go. Go ahead and enjoy that bad boy.
That's so nice. Thank you. I haven't even touched my other sandwich first. Now I have the second sandwich.
Touched this one either. You got this peanut butter and banana. There you go. Enjoy that one too.
I know it's going to be a hard decision to make because now you got three sandwiches, but can I interest you in a little bit of a burger? We got a fresh burger right off the grill. You know what, buddy? I'm just going to slip that into your bag right there. You can figure out which one you want to eat later.
This is so nice. This is certainly more sandwiches than I can ever eat. I don't know if I could have this many sandwiches today. Maybe this week.
Fresh toast. Boom. Egg. Boom. Another slice of French toast is a breakfast sandwich right there in your bag.
I can't eat this right now. I already had breakfast.
That looks good. And you know what goes great with a breakfast sandwich, a lunch sandwich? Here's a grilled cheese with bacon on it. There you go. Enjoy that bad boy.
These all look delicious and unique, but I...
Have some soup with that. A little tomato soup on the side. What's better than that?
It's loose. Ow.
Tuna sandwich. Tuna melt. Here's one of each of them. Cold tuna. Hot tuna. Cold tuna, hot tuna.
This is too many. This is more sandwiches than I can eat. I'm going to end up neglecting some of these and maybe possibly throwing some of them away. And I simply can't fathom throwing them away.
Absolutely not. Do not do that. Do not do that. You got to eat every one of these sandwiches. We got to, this is a surprise announcement. Today was the S3 sandwich entertainment sexpo. And it was, we announced a midnight release of this drop of this sandwich. Here it is.
Yeah, I kind of gave a keynote at the Sexpo when I was talking through this new sandwich.
We got to come up with a different name for whatever that is.
S3 Sandwich Entertainment Sexpo? Not a lot of thought.
It's like be S3 if you change one of them. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's got to be S3.
It's got to be S3.
It's a big industry event, S3.
Yeah. It's just that Sexpo sounds like something else.
I'm no judgment. If you want to fuck a sandwich, you can fuck a sandwich.
I'm not going to do that.
You want a sandwich you can fuck? This way. Here you go. Peanut butter and marshmallow cream. That's a fuckable sandwich. It's on a hot dog bun. Go nuts.
We confront the disease of more and the paradox of choice and add them to our backlogs as we discuss too many games this week on Get Played.
Welcome to Get Played, your one-stop show for good games, bad games, and every game in between. It's time to get played. I'm your host, Heather Ann Campbell, along with my fellow host, Nick Weiger.
Oh, that's me, Nick Weiger, and I'm here with our third host, Matt Apodaca.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back, Bucket, to the premiere video game podcast, Get Played.
Did you forget the name of the show briefly?
What?
It felt like you stumbled before between Get and Played. What is this? What do we get?
What? Wait, did I really?
Maybe that
I might have had like
a
minor stroke in between those two words.
That may have been what it was.
I have no awareness of having paused. I just did it then. Are you sure that's not just the way I talk?
It might just be your pattern of speech, and I'm just now picking up on it after knowing you for 20 years. I just like the idea of you following up the premier video game podcast with forgetting what the show's called. But apparently that's not what happened.
It's the premier video game podcast. It's everyone's favorite show. It's a AAA podcast.
We know what the show. I mean, you know what the show is.
I don't have to say what it is because you're already listening to it. So you know what it is.
Yeah. You know, one thing I do have to say is that each month we do our own format here on Get Played. Where we take the end of the last episode of every month, we do a full episode dedicated to one game, one playthrough experience. And the game we are going to do this month is Cyberpunk 2077, The Phantom Liberty. So that episode will be coming out in 2 weeks on Monday, October 30th. Look for that. And please play along if you like, though by no means necessary.
Yeah, maybe we can all get gonked together. Huh? What do you say? Gonked is like my favorite one to say.
So yeah, they have a lot of, for people who aren't playing the game or watching the anime Cyberpunk Edgerunners, there are a lot of made up future slang. And yeah, I do like gonked. The one I like is Delta. We get a Delta out of here.
Oh, that is good.
Delta the is fuck good. Out of here.
I think we should just plan for the future that we want. So I think we should start incorporating the Cyberpunk slang into our daily lives so that hopefully they catch on and just become things we say.
Your takeaway from Cyberpunk is this is the future that we want?
I mean, it's the future we're going to get. So
okay,
I think we might as well just be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Sort of know what everyone's talking about.
I guess I like Preem.
Preem is
good.
It's really useful.
Impossible to say Preem without sounding shitty.
I don't know. Like, I think it sounds pretty preem when you say
sandwich.
It. Yeah. No, it's preem.
But you said it. But if you said a sandwich was preem, I would immediately think, well, this is like one of the best sandwiches ever.
Is it supposed to derive from supreme or premium? What is it supposed to be from?
Supremium.
Supremium.
Yeah.
I feel like since both of those things have preem in them, somebody was probably like, preem is the root of good.
Right. And specifically, it's for sandwiches.
Yeah.
This turkey club is preem. Ooh, this hot pastrami is preem.
Dude, I would do anything for a hot pastrami right now.
That is a really good sandwich.
It's one of
like
the
that
best
on
ones
roll,
you can get.
Or do you like it on rye bread?
I'm not a big rye guy, but I'll eat it how it's given to me. I'm not typically like picky about it. I don't do substitutions. I'm not a substitutions guy.
I'm with you. Rye is I like a rye bread, but oftentimes, maybe you're not a rye guy because you're not a dry guy, because sometimes that rye can come in a little bit dry if it's not fresh.
Here's the thing about me that I don't know if I've really discussed. I think I am a dry guy. I'll eat a plain piece of toast. No butter, no nothing.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Matt, that's the opposite of preem. That's insane.
I don't know. I let the bread do all the heavy lifting, baby. I don't know. I don't get it all gunked up.
You're gunked, dude. That's what's happened.
Oh, you probably think I'm some kind of dorfer, don't you? A dorf head.
Wait, is that one?
Yeah, I just read it. It's like a drug addict.
Oh, wow. I'm picked up on Dorfer.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either. That one was kind of new to me. But, it's entered the vernacular.
Where did you read that? In the source book? Where were you seeing that? The wiki?
Yeah, I have that's the sacred texts of Cyberpunk right in front of me. It's just the Cyberpunk fandom.
Interesting.
Wiki. There's a bunch of ads on my screen as well. It's It's a big mess over here.
That's a good sandwich. Chicken salad. That's a preem sandwich.
I don't like a chicken salad.
I've had
what
some
podcast is this?
See, Heather, you truly don't remember, do you?
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GETPLAYED to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Podcast is Get Played, and we're going to be talking about, look, this is part of our responsibility, I think, hosting or at least our self-imposed obligation, our sense of duty, if you will, on this podcast, as we feel like we have to talk about as many games as we can get to. But that's just impossible. That's just the nature of this medium. And so we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But before we get there, before we get to that central topic.
Yeah, it's like we are like, we're the premium television podcast. Okay, guys, last week we watched all Yellowstone, NCIS.
Yeah, we're Republicans now.
Yeah, we watched all of I May Destroy You, and yeah. We got like 5 episodes left of.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah. Like, imagine just trying to watch all TV.
It's impossible. Yeah,
it's impossible.
It'd be undoable. It'd be undoable. Yeah. I feel like it's more like reading every book. I think you could watch most notable TV more so than you could actually play through most notable games. I think there's just such a time commitment. But we're going to talk about that in a second, and what it means for someone who has this as a hobby, like us, and for like a lot of our listeners. But before we do that, first, the question we put to the panel is, what are you playing?
What are you playing? Hey, it's me, Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, and I'm a Pokemon master. You may hear my voice every week on Get Animated, the sister podcast. And as I threaten there, here I am, motherfuckers.
Oh, God.
I'm here to ask you guys, what have you been playing? And Nick, I choose you.
Again, I don't like that you threaten us. I wish you were a little less aggro, a little bit friendlier, especially if you're going to cross over to the main feed without permission. So I'm just saying,
I don't need permission.
I was going to say, this is sort of the issue, right? Like, because you originated on this show. You were on this show first.
This is my show.
Yes. No, it's your show. Nick, I think the only way forward is to just cower and just give in to Ash's demands.
No eye contact. No fucking eye contact.
Yeah, you're right.
No problem for me.
Sorry, sir. But I think, you know, Ash, you did say you'd be back on this show. And as I see it, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you. I am. I'm a time traveler.
That doesn't sound canonical.
No.
You're a time traveler?
What do you even mean?
Which Pokemon does that happen in?
Any Pokemon that you harness all the way to their absolute unlocks the ability time travel. And so I'm a fucking time traveler.
So
that's just a lie. That just sounds like you're lying.
You're lying.
Oh.
I want you to understand. Do you know why it's a mystery? You want to know why it's such a mystery who my dad is?
Why is that, Ash?
It's because it's me. I fucked my own mom.
Oh, my
Jesus God. Christ.
Ash.
And I made me. I'm a perfect being.
You're like Fry from Futurama?
Oh, wait, that is true? That does happen on Futurama.
Fry's his own grandpa.
Yeah, so it's a little bit removed.
Yeah, but
oh,
it's pretty.
Jesus.
Wait, that upsets you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you fuck your grandma?
Well,
why would
no.
you fuck your mom? That was what
my
you.
My mom's hot.
Well, yeah. But if you're traveling back in time, you could hit your grandma.
Yeah.
You know,
Nick, I don't know if you'd be asking this question if you'd seen Ash's mom.
All right, time I installed to open a DeviantArt tab. Mr. Mime as my surrogate dad, and I fucked my mom. Hey, what are you playing?
I guess, yeah, I'll just go ahead and answer that, Ash.
I'm going to time travel back to the assassination of JFK, and I'm going to shoot him like 5 seconds before Oswald gets his first shot off, just so that Oswald's upset.
Well, this is Stephen King's nightmare.
Wait, is that
book.
Also a thing?
No, he wrote a whole book about just trying to undo the JFK assassination via time travel.
Is he a good author or like just an author?
He's I had like some, Stephen King.
He's had some problems, you know. He's battled some substances, and I think he was in an accident
hasn't?
Of some kind.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going on? The inner machinations of Mr. Stephen King.
I looked up the date, 11/22/63. That's the name of the book that's about a time traveler who tries to stop JFK's assassination. It's written by Stephen King. It is very, very boomer. I mean,
there
it's
was
just
there
yeah.
was a Quantum Leap episode where somebody can't, like Sam. Do you know Sam Beckett, the time traveler?
Yes. No, yeah. I've seen Quantum Leap.
Yeah, he goes back in time to try and stop JFK, but he's time travels into Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
And then he finds out that he saved Jackie.
That's right. Yes. I saw this. I remember this was a two-part episode. And I saw this like when I was a kid. And
it's
a really crazy premise.
Concept.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is that he never really leapt into notable people. They were always like kind of. So this was like a break from the format. It was like, oh, he's going into a known historical figure. Yeah, I remember it being a good episode, but I don't know if it holds up.
I was a child.
Me too.
And so was I. We all were children.
We all were children once.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
I choose you. What are you playing?
Thanks, Ash. Ash is unhinged.
I'm right here.
I thought you left. Sorry.
No, I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm here to listen. And if you guys don't tell us what you're playing, I'm gonna take you to task.
I may get taken to task because I wish I had something new to talk about. But I guess it's fitting for today's topic that all I've been able to make time for is Cyberpunk 2077. I am still really enjoying it. There was last week I talked about a bug I'd encountered. And over the interim, they had released a patch which addressed specifically that bug.
Wow.
So, you know, that's been patched, and they've done a lot of they've done a lot of additional updates and fixes since the 2.0 release. It's a blast. Here's the thing I'll focus on for this particular discussion, which is that mobility generally has been improved a lot, and it's so fun, especially if you spec for reflexes and you get all the dashes and the air dash. It's just like you can just kind of zoom around the map, and it's great not just for combat, because I'm playing a melee focused build, though I still end up using guns a lot, and just for zipping in and out of encounters and ducking behind cover and such, but it's also great for just for getting around the map. because there's a lot of just walking around with these sorts of open world games. And on that note, you know, I think the driving has improved, but I still much prefer riding a motorcycle. I just think the motorcycles are so much more maneuverable. They're so much more fun to control. It's great to squeeze, you know, to white line, to squeeze between traffic, to lane split. And then also, it's one of the rare instances you can see a 3D version, or a third person version of your character model. For a game that largely lives in first person. So I do kind of like hopping on that hog and zipping around. But it's been mostly Cyberpunk for me. I do want to note one game that's now on my radar that I bought on the Steam store because it just released. It was an early access for a while. It just had its official release this past week as of the episode. If you're listening to this episode on release date, it's called Space Wreck. And it is an isometric RPG, and I haven't played it yet, so you know I can't attest to it. But it has gotten a lot of very positive buzz. It does like very much harken back to like Fallout 1 and 2, like those those 90s era isometric games. And it is like a hardcore role playing experience that apparently you can play without combat. So I'm kind of looking forward to messing around with this. A throwback to one of the ancestors of a game like Baldur's Gate 3. So it looks like an interesting experience, and hopefully I'll have some real impressions for you in the coming weeks. But yeah, that's mostly been Cyberpunk for me. Matt, how about you?
I'm also been playing Cyberpunk, and right now, this will be untrue when this episode comes out. But I'm in Palm Springs. I'm here for like a week. I won't get into the particulars. And frankly, talking about it much more than I thought it would be. But the reason I bring it up is that I've been wanting to play Cyberpunk, but I didn't bring my PS5 with me. Right. And so what I did was I brought my iPad and have the remote play app on my iPad, and I brought my PS5 controller.
Nice.
And I've been using that. And let me tell you something about that. It works perfectly. It is so fucking good.
Wow.
If you have strong Wi-Fi on both sides, you know, at your home base, or if you're hardwired in, which is, I think, recommended.
Yeah.
But If you're in a spot where your PS5 can't necessarily be hardwired without being an inconvenience, and but can be close enough to Wi-Fi where it's usually not a problem, it works great. I've been having a blast, and in my Airbnb has a TV where I can AirPlay my iPad to the TV. So it's just like I'm playing at home, but just no PS5. And there's like if there's latency, it's very, very minimal and I can't notice it at all. Like I've been playing.
Interesting.
And having a great time with it. And right now I'm in the middle of the Phantom Liberty stuff, but let me tell these romance options, you know, in my first playthrough, I was a male V and was romancing Pan Am.
Right.
And it's so hard not to just go back down the Pan Am road for some reason. She's great, but I know that Judy is an option for me, right? Because Judy will not romance a male V, but will romance a female V, which is what I'm playing now. And her next quest line hasn't popped up yet, and I'm so nervous that something's wrong with the game, or with the quest line, because I would like to pursue that because I heard her story is great, and I would like to know more about Judy. But so far it's been a dead end, and I think hopefully her next quest, it's like a side gig, pops up for me soon. But I shouldn't even be focusing on that, because I should be mainlining the Phantom Liberty stuff in time for the episode, which I will I will. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to finish that stuff. But
yeah, you got a little bit of time before we record. There are 5 Mondays in this month.
So yeah,
we'll be able to get there.
But I've been really enjoying it. I sent you guys. I don't know if you saw this. I sent you guys a funny bug, kind of. I don't know if it's a bug or if it was like just an accident. But I was at the Aldecaldos camp, and I'm sort of just standing there, because I was like doing something. Like I was like looking at my phone, but didn't pause the game. And an NPC walks into frame, walks toward the fire pit that everyone's kind of sitting at, accidentally walks into the fire, catches on fire, and everybody around the fire pit runs away screaming. It's like this game. What is like? That's the correct response. That should happen, right? In a scenario where the video game's AI players are supposed to react normally, but it shouldn't happen. I don't think it's written that the character is supposed to walk into the fire. It was an accident because then he just sits down like normal and is just like on fire. But it was such a funny thing to witness. At least the bugs in this game are good.
Yeah, they're fun. They offer some unintentional comedy. I was just looking if there was any additional romance in Phantom Liberty. I guess there isn't, which is a little disappointing. But what are you gonna do? Because the romance options are a little bit limited.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's like there's one male female, there's one female male, there's one male male and one female female, and like that's it.
Yeah, you'd think, we've said this a lot, but you would think there just would be more options in general, or at least, more combinations.
Well, yeah, because there's also like the other approach is kind of the Hades or Baldur's Gate 3, like, all characters are kind of pansexual and available to the player character. And they took a different approach, but I think specifically for its future, it feels a little bit restrictive but I don't know, whatever. I think more than anything, it just kind of feels, it's like a little bit less, it feels a little bit less fun for the player because it's just like, well, I'm so limited in who I can choose. I guess I'm going with this person because that fits my character's body type.
I think in the future, the very near future, all of the NPC dialogue is going to be AI generated, and you'll be able to romance literally anybody on the street in a game like this. And I think we will look back at these like very, very curated romantic storylines with a bit of nostalgia. That's my Nostradamusing of the video game industry for the day.
I think we'll see some games like that. I think some of them will be very bad. I think a lot of like there will be like some dating sims, like some cheap dating sims that maybe kind of take that approach. But I still think there will be a place for stuff that's just fucking written. At least I like to think so. I think there will still be a place for these sorts of, really crafted, curated storylines.
I don't know,
because I also like the algorithmic fucking procedural generation of we'll get to a point where that sort of stuff is possible, though. Who knows?
I hope so. Heather, what have you been playing?
Guys, it's been 1 year since I started playing Fortnite.
We
first started playing Fortnite last October.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so my introduction to Fortnite.
This was for people who didn't listen to that. That was a month where each of us subjected the others to in turn a game we thought they would not like.
And we thought you, Nick, wouldn't like a shooting game with teenagers.
Right. Exactly. I don't play games. Stop smiling.
What? I'm not smiling.
Smile off your face. Matt's smiling.
What? Yeah, no, you were right. Nick didn't like The Shooting Game.
I'm not a big guy. I'm not a big gun game guy, and I'm not a big online multiplayer guy. So we all like you subjected me to this. I actually ended up having a good amount of fun, even though I was bad at the game, because it is just like a really fun design and it's just such anarchic fun. But really what it led to, Heather, as you were saying, is that you're super into this game. You're super into Fortnite.
I have never stopped playing Fortnite over the course of the last year. Save for the months when we were trying to expand our international reach on the podcast, and I was in Amsterdam, and I was just like, there was the timing was wrong. Like, I was just always online when nobody else was, because I didn't have a ton of Dutch or European friends. But you know, I've been back in the States for a bit, and I'm playing Fortnite, and there's two things that are happening in the game. One, it's Fort Nightmares, which is their Halloween themed content.
And that's really fun.
It's very weird to realize that my initial foray into Fortnite was during a theme. Like, I started playing during Halloween, and I was just like, oh, this is Halloween stuff. I thought, you know, and then later it became regular Fortnite. So it's neat. I feel a little nostalgic to be returning to that time here in 2023. The other thing that's potentially happening is there's a lot of rumors that the island itself is going to revert to the original first season island.
Wow.
Because they've been teasing all of this time travel stuff in the on the Twitter account, and also in game, there's dates that seem to refer to the first season. And as somebody who joined in late, I'm really excited about that, because I don't know what this game has evolved from. I only know that at any given moment, I can be a Terminator wielding a lightsaber while throwing ice walls from My Hero Academia, and also using like a witch's broom at the same time. I guess the lightsaber and the witch's broom didn't overlap, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So to see the original island is, I'm really excited about. I hope they do it. I'm sure I could watch YouTube videos of it, but that's not the same.
No.
I've never played a game that changes constantly like this, and it's very endearing. So, just a shout out to the Fortnite Battle Bus on our Discord, who continue to be fantastic squad mates. And also showed up for one of your shows, Nick, and
hey, cool.
Celebrated an IRL meetup in Los Angeles recently.
How fun.
Lots of fun.
Who are the new seasonal ads? Like, who are the big licensed characters that are in Fortnite right now?
So, announced this week, the Halloween skins are Alan Wake, yawn, looks like my dad.
More like Alan Go to Sleep, next.
Yeah. Jack Skellington. Which is, they've got enough Disney properties in here with Marvel and what else? Like Tron is in fucking Fortnite, that I really hope at some point they put Sora from Kingdom Hearts in it, and that would open the gate to Square Enix characters, because I really think that the game needs Sephiroth and Cloud as skins. So those are two. And then the final one is Jason from Halloween. He's got an adorable emote where he's playing his own song on a keyboard, and he looks really serious about it.
That's cute.
And he stabs the low notes. So the high, it was
that's
top
funny.
Hand. He's like, bop, 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 bop. And then he'll bomb, bomb with a knife. It's pretty good. It's a merry old time. I certainly like Halloween more than Christmas. That's my take. And that's what I've been playing.
Halloween versus Christmas. Where do I land? I guess I probably like Halloween more. I'm not super into either, but I'm not like a big holiday dude. I guess I like it as a kid. I like the idea of getting presents, but now I'm like, I don't fucking need any of this shit. What are we like, you know, like, so now I'm, since I'm less into presents, I feel like Halloween, just the general, I don't know, the spooky season is kind of fun. It's an excuse to watch horror movies.
Yeah, I guess, and on the whole, horror movies are better than Christmas movies. There are very few Christmas movies, I think, that really scratch the itch of, like, I'm going to watch a good movie.
A handful, but there's not a lot, whereas horror is kind of its own genre that gets, you know, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of great Halloween-specific movies, but there's a lot of, like, horror, although Halloween's pretty good. Yeah. But they're horror-themed. I wonder if...
I like pumpkin more than peppermint.
I like pumpkin more than peppermint. Here's a question.
Where
do you class... You like peppermint.
I like both, but I would say that I do like pumpkin more than I like peppermint, but I like peppermint.
Where do you classify Nightmare Before Christmas? Is that a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Christmas movie.
You say Christmas movie.
It's more of a Christmas movie because while it does take place in Halloween Town, his whole thing is Christmas. He's like, he got Christmas pilled. And he wants to go do Christmas now, too. And if your movie has Santa in it, then I got bad news for you, sweetheart. That's a Christmas movie.
That's pretty convincing.
I also think that the movie starts with the end of Halloween. Like you would, like if it was a Halloween movie, the first event wouldn't be. And that was Halloween. See you again in another year.
Weren't you saying just Fortnite specific? Isn't there an issue where Jack Skellington... They had to scale him down. He wasn't super tall and had a disproportionate hitbox or whatever.
He looks a little bit like a person in a Jack Skellington costume, like a Halloween costume of Jack Skellington, which, you know, I wish that he could be canonical, but then you wouldn't be able to hit him with bullets.
It'd be interesting. I know this is a different game and they've obviously taken the correct approach, but it would be an interesting version where there was like, you know, size was just everything was scaled appropriately. And like a character like Levi from Attack on Titan, famous short king, was proportionate. And then Jack Skellington was like loomed over him instead of them two both being the same size and that being a little awkward. But I mean, that would completely screw up the balance because then high level players would all just pick the smallest skins.
Unless you also gave them less hit points.
That's an interesting idea.
So you could play as a skinny bitch, but you'd only be able to take two shots compared to like 30.
Right.
And then if you play as like Hulk or Iron Man Hulkbuster armor, then you'd be able to, you know, you'd take a lot more damage, but you'd be slower. Again, I feel like this is Apex Legends or Overwatch that we're essentially designing.
Sure. Yeah, Fortnite's doing its own thing. I don't play any of these games, so what the fuck do I know?
And you know, a little while ago, I said Alan Wake, more like Alan Go to Sleep. I've never played it, so I don't wish that on him. I just was kind of making a joke. I can't speak to that. So
thank you for correcting the record, Matt.
Yeah,
it's very,
that's nice. For all very the Alan Wake you. Heads out there. I'm not coming for you, so don't come for me. All right.
There's because Alan Wake 2 is on the horizon. It might come out this month. Actually, I don't know when the release date is. Maybe that's another one. Maybe that's one we'll talk about not having time to play. But that's just a little cross promotion. But it does create a little bit of weird. It's just like that's kind of a bit of an ill fit for Fortnite. It feels like. But again, that's part of the fun.
Like, what if they had the guy from Silent Hill 2 in Fortnite? That'd be weird.
I want Pyramid Head in Fortnite.
Pyramid Head would be good.
That's a great idea.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's talk about our topic, which is too many games.
There's too many.
Too many games. There's just too many.
There's too many fucking games.
There's this. This, I believe, just basically came out of we were trying to talk about what to cover this week. And we're like, there's too many fucking options. And so we landed on, why don't we just talk about that, which I know is it's well-worn territory in talking about games. But, you know, like this crush of fall releases that we get every year going into the holiday season is very much a relic of video games being part of the toy industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it being back in the day of just like it's the same way that they were thought of as children's products. They were thought of as toys. They were sold at toy stores. And, you know, this is back in the 8-bit days and before. And they had to have everything out for Christmas releases, for holiday releases, because that's when they did the industry does the bulk of its business. And it's kind of turned into its own thing where now it's basically like our game summer blockbuster season. Now that games are such a massive industry in and of themselves. And you can see that this is going back to a thing we were saying earlier. You can see every summer blockbuster at the cinema if you want. Everybody does, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But managing the game equivalent is impossible. It's unfathomable.
There's individual days where multiple 100-hour video games come out in the same day.
Right.
So like you can't do it. Abba Dugga, what are you smiling about?
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I'm just listening to my friends talk and being like, I agree.
Are there any books that take 100 hours to read?
For me, every book.
I'm trying to think of even just like the biggest of big boys. Something like, you know, going back to Stephen King, The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Does that take 100 hours to read? I don't think so.
If I'm reading The Stand,
but that's a routine thing for games. Yeah.
If I'm reading The Stand, I'm calling it The Sit, because I got to sit down if I'm reading that bad boy.
Matt, earlier you apologized to Alan Wake. You might want to start getting ready to do it.
I will not be issuing any further apologies.
I get the only really way to stay sane here is just to surrender and just abandon hope that you're going to play all these things and just accept that you can only pick a few things. But we're going to talk about what we picked and why, and what we missed and what we maybe wished we had made time for over the course of this entire year so far.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, to preface the segment, I fucked up.
How do you mean?
I just didn't get to any of the shit that I wanted to play this year.
Oh, just in general, you fucked up.
I played myself. I'm calling it right now. I got played.
Holy
this episode,
shit.
I got played.
Wow.
I started Jedi Survivor or whatever.
Oh, Heather.
Which is, Matt has just said over and over again, is an incredible game. Just, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. Fucking, I haven't played that shit. I've played like the first moments and I was like, this tutorial is taking me forever. I'm going to stop. And I love Star Wars and I didn't play that fucking game. And it's on my crossbar media thing on the PlayStation 5, whatever the fuck it's called now. It's there. It's glowing. It beckons me.
I think that game is, of the non-Andor Star Wars things that have come out in the last few years, is like the best like Star Wars story. Like those two games in particular, I think they're fantastic Star Wars stories. And this game, if this year wasn't so bloated with great releases, would be in the game of the year conversation, I think, at least for me, maybe for others as well. But because the year is so slammed, it's forgotten. It is just, it's lost to the just how packed the year is.
What is your both of you, because the first one that occurs to me is Jedi Survivor. Mm-hmm. What is the number one game that occurs to each of you where you're like, ah, fuck.
Do you mean a game we didn't get to at all? Like, or a game I haven't played?
Or that you had to drop for the show, or that you just like got distracted?
The one I had to drop is easy, and I'm planning to return to it, but it's Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had more time for that game. I wish it was the only thing I was playing, but I'm playing other things. The game is so for me, and it's so well done, and I am excited to return to it. So that's kind of an answer, but I'm going back to it. I think my big answer is Persona 4 Golden, because I love Persona 5 so much, and it's the only game in the series I've really put any time into. It's certainly the only one in the game in the series I've finished. They released Persona 4 Golden this year, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Did it come out last year?
No, it came out in January.
No, it got released in January of this year. And I kind of wish I just like gotten into it, you know, just played through it on Game Pass, and it's still just sitting in my queue. So that's the big one for me.
I mean, I don't know if there are like big ones, because I have at least dipped my toes into quite a few games this year. I haven't finished so many games, but like, I haven't finished Baldur's Gate 3 yet. I haven't finished Armored Core, and I was really enjoying that. But like, as far as games that I like just missed completely, like, this is going to sound crazy because like, I am a coward.
Uh-huh.
But when the Dead Space remake came out, I was like pretty excited to give it a try. And I think we even floated it internally amongst the three of us as a We Play You Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was definitely on my radar. And, you know, what we could have done that I think that's the month we decided to do Metroid Prime Remake instead. I could be wrong. I can't remember exactly what the order was, but it was like there were a few different things we were talking about, and that's the one we landed on.
Yeah, but like I was interested in, you know, I've never played Dead Space. I heard raves of the remake, and I guess I was just in the mood to get scared. So I was like, okay, I could do this. But you know, I also never touched, we had such a good time, Nick, with, I fell off of Diablo 4. I never even finished the Diablo 4 campaign now that I'm thinking about it. Speaking of times we've had fun. And I know that it's like in a, Diablo 4 is in a worse state now than it was when it launched. But we had such a good time with Kirby and the Forgotten Land. There was a Kirby Deluxe, you know, re-release on the Switch. Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even try. Didn't even get it. And I loved Kirby. This was the year I decided I loved Kirby.
I wish I hadn't installed 35 copies of Hogwarts Legacy on my PS5. I put in a combined 1,000 hours into that game. I didn't play a fucking second of that game.
No, and like, it's come out so many times. It had the initial next gen launch, and then it hit last gen a couple months later, and then it just came out for Switch like a couple of months ago. It's like, get over it. Stop with this.
I'm just going to shout out games that I should have played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get a list too.
PSVR 2. Should have played more of that. I got Gran Turismo and was like, I'm getting a racing chair. Didn't get a racing chair. Mm-hmm. Should have gotten a racing chair. I didn't play enough of Octopath Traveler 2. Downloaded it, loaded it. It's ready to go. Awesome.
That's on my list as well.
It's supposed
to
be incredible. Didn't play a second of the Resident Evil 4 remake beyond what we did. Did play Last of Us Part 1 remake with my wife, who really loves Last of Us, and she played the whole thing, and I watched, and it was really sweet. But I didn't play Street Fighter 6 after that initial launch period. No time. Just didn't do it.
I never finished that.
Fucking Jedi Survivor. I didn't play Aliens Dark Descent. I love an Aliens license. Have not beat Baldur's Gate 3. Still am in the first chapter. The first chapter. Because I'm,
that's a big chapter.
Because
though.
I fucking killed too many NPCs. On accident. I just found out that there was a, I killed a potential party member.
Oh.
I didn't even
that's
know.
On you.
It's not on me. You. She attacked us.
Mm.
She just opened up on my party and I fucking slayed her. And then what's his name was really upset. I was like, how could you have done this?
A stand. Well, were you in the midst of slaughtering a village? Because that's the kind of thing you would do.
No, I what? Look, okay. I have never, except for the goblin village, rolled into a place with slaughter on lock. OK, I have been guilty of somebody yeah. says you can't go in that room. And I'm like, that's not the kind of character I am. I'm getting in that fucking room. And then I open the door and they're like, we said, don't go in that room. And they open up on me and then I have to wipe them out. And then everybody witnesses.
Right.
They come to those people's aids and they like just if you encounter somebody who's like, I have to eat all the cheese that I find, let them eat the cheese or don't show them where the cheese is. I never played a second of Starfield, and I really, really wanted to play Starfield. I did fucking beat Final Fantasy 16. What was I thinking?
Hey. this game I don't think has really come up on this show at all, and I don't know if it's on either of your radars at all, but I was interested in trying it. And just never got around to it. But I've heard nothing but great things from people that have like spent a lot of time with it. Marvel's Midnight Suns. Is that of any interest
Matt, that's
to you?
At the top of my list because yeah. it's a late 2022 release.
Yeah.
But that's the you know, it's like a tactical combat game that supposedly has a really good story to it. I don't love Marvel. I like don't really just it's just not a thing I was ever into. Mm-hmm. But you know, the kind of gameplay this has is really, you know, seems super compelling to me. And this was a game I bet I would love if I had some time for it. But I'm also like, am I going to play a 60 hour tactical combat game? I don't know.
You might.
Probably not. I mean, I might, but I don't know.
I was interested in it because, yeah, I do like Marvel and Marvel games like. And I have not played a ton of like tactics games, but I think with the right like I played the Marvel Rabbids, the first one. I never finished it, but I played that
Mario Rabbids.
Yeah, Mario Rabbids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, let's put the Rabbids in more things.
Rabbids are great. that game has a surprising amount of tactical depth.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, you know, that's if you like that game. I mean, you'd like XCOM.
Yeah.
And this is the XCOM developer. So, you know, it's I don't know. I mean, yeah, that game definitely was on my radar.
And I'm just kind of like the kind of guy that's like. Just dumb enough to be like, I like this one because it has the characters that I like. I would just that's like enough for me to be like, I should try this one. But it's still on my wish list waiting for a deep sale. That's where a lot of these games go to die, unfortunately. Is the wish list, and then they do get purchased when they hit the arbitrary threshold I've decided and never to be played.
67% off. Great. That'll go in my library and I'll log 0 hours in it.
Exactly.
No, I know the feeling. Very common. That one's on my list. Keep going, Matt.
I was going to say, are either of you Pikmin people? Did you ever play Pikmin?
I was not a Pikmin person.
I did play the first Pikmin and I enjoyed it, but, you know, it was not the masterpiece I think I maybe had expectations for. And didn't really keep up with the franchise after that. I can't remember. I think it was Pikmin 3 that everyone's like, Pikmin 3 rips. Maybe it's Pikmin 2. But I saw Pikmin 4. I mean, I know Pikmin 4 did come out. And
yeah.
It was one I was planning on just passing on.
All four Pikmin games are available on Switch. And it's like the only Nintendo property where that is true, like where all the games are on it. And it's so crazy to me. I guess it's easier because there are fewer of them. But you can play any Pikmin, any of the Pikmin games on Switch now, which is great if you're a Pikmin fan. But I've never played one. I did play a little bit of play. I don't know if that's what you call it, but I experienced rather Pikmin Bloom. Are you familiar with this? It's like Pokemon Go,
yes,
but Pikmin.
It's a mobile one. Yeah.
And I liked that for like 2 days and then just didn't keep up with it. Right. And another game that I did purchase and have not had time to play yet, Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals. I loved the first Oxenfree so much. And this is like a sort of like supernatural mystery adventure game. And when the second one was coming out, I was like pretty hyped for it and bought it on release day and then just still have not. I don't even know what was out. It came out in July. So July was pretty packed, if I recall. But I didn't even get a chance to play it.
Did you have more on your list?
I mean, there's like a million games, but like, yeah. What did you have?
I've got a few here. I do have one question that I'll put a pin in, but I do want to ask both of you because I think it's a game that I kind of would expected both of you to be into and that we haven't talked about it on the podcast. But yeah, Marvel's Midnight Suns was mentioned, Persona 4 Golden, Dead Space remake. Here's a big one. We did a whole episode about Coffee Talk on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Coffee Talk episode 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly, came out this year. And I had a little bit of a visual bug I was dealing with on the PC version that I just kind of made me. It had to do with, like, you know, I've said before, I have this widescreen monitor and it just like didn't support that resolution. And I couldn't find a way to make it, both playable and aesthetically pleasing. And I don't know if that's a thing that's been fixed in an update. I haven't tried it again. I haven't tried to play it on a different platform. But again, a game I really enjoyed, a game I played all of. I streamed a good amount of when I was streaming, and I finished on my own the first one, and then just have not really put any time into episode 2. But that's one I plan on returning to. Ryoga Gotoku, RGG, which is the developer of Yakuza / Like a Dragon, released two games this year, or at least has released one, and then has another one that's coming out in November. Like a Dragon Ishin, which I saw is coming to Game Pass soon, and then Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name, which is coming in November. And I was like, fuck, I loved Yakuza 0. I played the shit out of it. I didn't 100% it, but I finished a lot of the quest lines, a lot of the side quests, and finished the game. And that's the only one in the franchise that I've played. And after I finished it, I may have even said this on podcast, I was like, I want to play all these games. I just didn't make time for it. That is one where just looking at that and looking at how the backlog even is growing even further, is just like, I just got to like fucking make this a project. I've just got to like go through and just play through all of these games, or play through at least the big ones.
Yeah.
Just really dig in on this franchise that I know I'll really love because I really liked the one game that I played in it. But there were two more that came out this year, and they're both supposedly, or at least the first one was well received, and I'm sure the second one will be good as well. There's a game that came out, a puzzle game, maybe just for me here, but Chance of Sinar is the one I've heard a lot of of buzz about, and that one is, you know, it's just I like, again, haven't made time for it yet, but that one's on my radar. And then finally, the other one is, and this one I'm going to do, because I already downloaded it on Game Pass, and I know it's like a game that's like 6 hours long, but Cocoon, which came out just in September, I think, and there was someone in our Discord who had recommended it to me specifically, and I apologize for not having your name at the ready, but you know, this is one of the developers of Limbo and Inside, which we've covered on the pod, is behind this one. It is very puzzle focused. But it is a game that just, like, I'm sure is completely up my alley. Those are what I got on my list. But I did want to ask both of you about Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is, Heather, you put so much time into Valhalla. And Matt, you know, I know this isn't Prince of Persia, but it is like, you know, a Ubisoft game that's kind of Prince of Persia-esque. And I know you love that franchise. Have either of you considered putting any time into Assassin's Creed Mirage?
Matt, why don't you go first?
I haven't been able to consider that because every time I get an Assassin's Creed game, I jump off of it. And it's not even from like disliking it. I think they're really fun and really like they're great games. But I've tried so many times with Assassin's Creed, and I think just how big they are kind of turns me off of it. I understand that this one has more of a stealth focus and is maybe smaller than some of the other ones too, which is appealing, but I haven't, it's on my, that one was one that I was considering, you know, that one's on my list as well, but I just don't know if I'll get to it this year at all, ever.
Heather, how about you?
Well, I recently dabbled a little bit more in Valhalla because I've had Viking Madness. And one of the things that I cannot bear is to return to a video game. I should have talked about this for what am I playing? You return to a video game and there is every icon is incomprehensible. It's been a year or more than a year. And you're like, I don't know what any of these lights up at the top of my fucking map mean. I don't know what, you know, which one is a quest, which one is like interesting landmark or treasure or what. Like, I just want to keep going and doing a little bit more of the story DLC for the Siege of Paris, which I dropped. I guess I don't like Assassin's Creed games. I like Viking stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
And the idea of like seeing the reviews where they're like, sneaking is a return to form in Assassin's Creed. And I'm like, wow, that's, I'm not that interested in that. Although I did see a special move where the main character, I don't know what his name is. Maybe it's Basim. I'm not sure.
You're right. It's Basim.
All right. It's great. Because you meet that guy in Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
There is a move that he does where he's so fast that the Animus cannot keep up with what he's doing. So it just looks like he's glitching from murder to murder, which is kind of a charming special move. Like somebody who's teleporting all around the screen because the Animus can't render how fast he's moving. Great. Cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. Yeah, it's just not. I'm not really into Assassin's Creed games on their own. I'm into eras of history. And if the Assassin's Creed game happens to cover that, then I'll be into it. Then I'll be like, oh, OK, I'll fucking jump in for this. Like if there was
that makes sense.
If there was a 1920s. Paris Assassin's Creed game, I'd play 300 hours of that. Or like, man, can you imagine a Paleolithic Assassin's Creed game? That would be hype as fuck. Like if it was just a game that was exploring everything we know about like pre-Mesopotamian society and you were an assassin, that would be great. But yeah, no, I'm skipping it. And not,
I wonder if you, I, did you ever sadly. Play Far Cry Primal? That's the only game I can think of that's like that. Yeah,
I did not.
I didn't either, but I that feels like that game, that would be extremely your shit.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, it's Bulbasaur in our Discord who recommended Cocoon that's on Game Pass. I am looking forward to checking this out, but it's another one in my backlog currently. Here's a question for the panel. Is there a 2022 game you missed that you planned on getting to this year that you still haven't gotten to?
God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for me, too. I got that bad boy in shrink wrap like a fucking idiot.
I've got
fucking idiot. Why did I buy that week hours, one? I knew I was going to have time for it.
Several hours this summer that I spent playing God of War Ragnarok, and I just had to bounce off Cyberpunk or whatever it is that we were. Probably Fortnite?
Yeah. yeah, no, you wanted dessert, not your vegetables. My first one that comes to mind for me is Horizon 2, Horizon Forbidden West.
Was that 2022?
I think it was. That or maybe it came out the same year as Elden Ring. But I got no, it, but I got it last year.
I just, time is so fucking hard to track.
Yeah. It came out
February
in 2022.
Wow.
Early entry, but I didn't get to, I never finished it. It was, and I finished the first one, I think the week this one came out, and was like super into it. And then Elden Ring came out and I was like, well, I'm going to play Elden Ring. Never got back to this. I also never got back to, I mean, it's kind of a joke on our show at this point, but I never got started with Strangers in Paradise. Talk about shrink wrap.
Oh sure, man. Yeah.
I played enough of that to know it was super fun, but I didn't want to play it alone.
Yeah, we should have just covered it. I was going to say we could next month. I was going to say the game, like my real answer is Ragnarok, which mm-hmm. Heather mentioned, but the other answer, and it's back on my radar, Matt, for the factor you just said, of like it's on deep sale currently, and I am thinking of buying it. In 2022, there was an indie game called Domekeeper that came out that was really well received. It's a roguelike, and it's about like, you know, you're a miner and you're just trying to dig deeply while like monsters are attacking your like sci-fi habitat. And it's, you know, it's aesthetically very cool. And it just seems it's the kind of game that I know I'd really enjoy. And I just like have not made time for it. So, but yeah, that's one that definitely, I don't know, maybe I'll get to it at some point, but that's one from last year's backlog that I still haven't played.
It's so tough. Like, cause yeah, in the year's not even over, you know,
That's why I included Man Who Erased His Name, because I was like, that one's coming up, and there's no chance, there's no fucking way in hell that come November I'm going to be making time to like, all right, here we go.
When this episode releases, at the end of this week, Spider-Man fucking 2 comes out, and I'm getting that, and I'm dropping whatever I'm doing.
It's too many games.
I love my Spideys.
There's too many fucking games.
Should we try to come up with some sort of positive resolution to this? Should we try to be like, hey, let's try to have some sort of plan of action. Let's try to say like, hey, this is, you know what? I can't get to everything, but this is one thing I want to prioritize. Or is the right way to end this just like accepting the chaos, accepting the misery, the impossibility of being able to tackle everything.
All three of us just straight into the camera, like at the end of Old Boy, just like looking like just horrified. I don't know. Cause like, I mean, of the games that we talked about, most of which are unpurchased. So I think those will just be where they are currently. Like, I'm not going to jump into Marvel Midnight Suns. That's not like a resolution that I'm going to get into. But like, you know, when there's a lull this year, if there is a lull, I wouldn't mind getting back into Horizon Forbidden West and finishing that. Right. Like, I feel like that's like an easy box I can check.
Right.
And that's actionable. But
yeah. I think that seems like a good plan of action. Yeah. That seems like a good way to, I mean, cause like I'm just looking at that, like, and you know, a game I didn't mention that I've just like, I kind of gave up on, but Jagged Alliance 3. I played Jagged Alliance 1 and 2 on PC as a kid. These are, again, tactical games, and these are, you know, I fucking finished those games. Those games were big and daunting.
Hell yeah.
And Jagged Alliance 3 came out this year, and it's like one of those games where it's like, it's been 25 years since there's been a proper sequel. And I just sort of like was like, well, look, I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, if this game came out, I'd have time for it. But now I'm just like, I'm just going to kind of ignore it. I kind of accept that I'm probably just never going to get to that. And that I can make peace with. Armored Core 6, another one. I know both of you played that game. I think that game is probably up both of your alleys a little bit more than it is mine. I can kind of make peace with just not playing that game.
So interesting. But, Nick doesn't seem to like perfect video games.
I'm sure it's awesome. But I'm also like, look, if I'm going to make time for Armored Core 6, shouldn't I just play fucking Bloodborne? You know, a FromSoft game that I've never played. And that's part of my calculation with those sorts of things of like,
yeah,
I should finally get to Bloodborne. I should finally restart Hollow Knight and actually finish it because I love Metroidvania so much. And I know that's what everyone says is the best one. And I just have never gotten all the way through it.
Speaking of Bloodborne, on my list also, Lies of P. Yeah. I heard Lies of P is great.
Lies of P is supposed to be awesome. Too. Yeah.
When?
It's about fucking Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should cover it.
If this,
that's, you know, that's what we're in some sense extremely, in a big sense extremely lucky to have this podcast and to be able to monetize a hobby, but it also turns into, well, the only way we can justify actually playing something sometimes is to turn it into content.
Well, and this is the thing, because we've changed formats. You know, from our previous iteration where we would cover a game every single week, right? Like a bad or weird game. And then from there, we scaled back and we would do like three episodes like that a month. And then one episode where it was like, you know, just kind of talking about games. And now it's like, now it's this where it's like a different format, sort of like, not format, but a different topic every single week. And we're still like, games. So what do we do? What do we do? We any situation we put ourselves in, we can find a way to make it hell.
No, the problem is not the show. No. The problem is that this is a punishing hobby.
Yes.
A, financially, which is a thing we haven't even talked about.
No.
Like, you know, like not everyone is lucky enough to be able to classify these expenditures as business expenses. So like if you're going out of pocket for all your games, like that's like fucking absurd because these things are so fucking expensive. And then B, just like so demanding of your time. Like none of us have children. Like if you have fucking kids, how the fuck are you supposed to make time for a goddamn 80-hour RPG? What the fuck are you supposed to do?
Do you know what I'm going to do at the end of this? As of the airing of this episode, this week, I'm going to fucking get Super Mario Wonder.
I am going to play Super Mario Wonder. You know what? That's a good bit of positivity. Super Mario Wonder is a game that I am 100% going to play regardless of anything else that's going on in my life.
And it's
going
to be the first Super Mario game where I actively avoid a power up.
Whoa. Oh, because you're not going to get the elephant.
I don't
Heather,
like that
this
elephant.
Is ridiculous. You're going to go out of your way to avoid the like elephant?
It. I'm going
to
play hard elephant mode,
Mario's
no elephant.
Rocks. There's going to be a part you can't progress through without the elephant. I'm confident they're going to do that.
No Mario game ever makes it impossible to do something without a power-up, does it? Then you
Super Mario Sunshine made that game impossible to be fun.
I think there might be a tutorial like a segment or something where you have to use a particular ability.
Sure, and then you can like, I don't know, immediately jump off a cliff, reset so you're regular Mario, and progress without Elephant Mario.
I am 100% looking forward to playing that game as only Elephant Mario. But yes, that is a game I'm definitely going to make sure to make time for. And you know what? The other one, I probably won't make time for this, but Review Contingent, I hope it's well received because I might, is the RoboCop game that's coming out in November.
Yeah.
Just because I fucking love RoboCop.
It looks kind of good.
I've seen playthroughs of it and it's, I mean, the only thing that's good about it is that it still functions as satire because of the absurd violence of RoboCop against all of the NPCs. Like you can, you can't run. So you're just marching through these rooms, blowing people away really graphically or grabbing them by the throat and throwing them through the wall.
Look, of course, A-R-C-A-B, but but it does seem like a fun thing to play, to be RoboCop for a little bit.
Yeah, it seems pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think of the list that I've got, I think the one I am definitely going to, I mean, I mentioned Cocoon. I'm definitely going to play that. But I think I'm also going to go back to Coffee Talk, too. I think that's a really chill vibes game. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to actually play that one. Any other thoughts on this?
Yeah.
On this crushing discussion?
I think it's a blessing and a curse, isn't it? You know, it's great that we live in this. Well, I don't know if it's great that we live in this world, but it's great.
Yeah, certainly not.
It's great that so many good video games come out and we get to be, so lucky to play so many great video games. It is unfortunate that so many good ones don't get talked about on the show and that we just never get to. Mortal Kombat 1. We didn't even talk about Mortal Kombat 1. That's out. People seem to like it if you like Mortal Kombat.
You know what? What I've kind of realized, yeah. and look, I listen to other video game podcasts, yeah. too, and I think the thing is, because these genres are so fucking big, or maybe mm-hmm. these games are so fucking big, and even individual genres are so fucking big, that like, you can just be like a fighting game person. That can just be your identity. Yeah. You can just dedicate yourself to that. And we have we have Heather, who's part of our show, who is the most into fighting games. But I also, Heather, I feel like you're most focused on Street Fighter. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
So I think we just had kind of, I think you kind of just have to, I mean, I accept as a listener, I don't know if our, maybe what I would say to our listeners who are hoping for us to cover everything is that we all have our own individual tastes and focus, and we are going, naturally, the podcast is just going to center on those things, the things that we're most interested in and most knowledgeable about.
We're gonna die before we can play all the games.
We're gonna die before we can play all the games. That's the big takeaway.
Yeah. 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 That's a shirt. We're gonna put that on a shirt.
Hey, that was our discussion of too many games. How about a segment?
All right, sure. Here's a segment for you. Can Heather and Nick guess the game based on a brief clip of the boss theme? It's time for Who's the Boss?
Love it.
Okay.
This was hard last time, I think.
This was hard last time. It might also be hard today.
Okay, great.
But we'll see how it goes here. I think I'm confident that you guys will do a good job. So all you have to do is hear a brief. I'm going to play a brief clip of a song. You have to tell me what game it's from. And if you can tell me what game it's from, you get a point. You can get a bonus point if you can tell me who the boss is. Okay, so here we go. We'll start off with this one right here.
This sounds so familiar.
Guesses?
This plays during a boss fight.
That's right.
Can I? And I just have to pick the game?
Yes.
Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, yeah.
Heather, that is correct. Would you like to maybe get a bonus point and tell me who the boss is?
Nope.
I'll just guess it's K. Rool.
That is correct.
King K. Rool.
So, yeah.
Who else is going to be?
So you both
tied 1-1.
You both have 1-1. That's pretty nice.
I was thinking, I kind of got stuck there mentally. I blocked myself, and I was only thinking in terms of JRPGs. Mm. And I was like, of course it could be fucking any game, you stupid idiot. So hopefully I'll get past the mental block now.
It can be from any game. And so why don't we hear the next song? Here we go.
Heather. Metal Gear Solid 2.
Wow, Heather is correct. Any guesses on the boss?
Nope.
I did know this was a Metal Gear. but I'm as for which one it was, which boss it is, I'll just guess Olga. That's the first boss, right?
I believe that is the first boss, but it's incorrect. It is that is the theme for Solidus Snake.
Nice. Oh, it's Solidus.
Yeah, so Heather has 2 points, Nick has one. Moving right along, here is the next one.
Silent Hill 2.
Heather, that is incorrect.
God, what is that?
Oh, I think I know it.
What is that sort of just thumping bass? Is this a horror game? I know you're not going to give any hints.
I'll say yes, it is.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Ah, I fucked up.
Is it a Resident Evil?
Okay, well, want me to just tell you what it is?
Resident Evil. I mean, I'll guess it because we covered it on the pod. Resident Evil 4.
It is from Resident Evil 4. That is correct.
Now, which boss? I can't remember the names of any of the fucking bosses. Is it the big lake monster?
It is not. Heather, would you care to guess?
Yeah, it's that big ogre. The big rock throwing ogre guy.
I'll give it to you.
Mr. Spaghetti. I don't know what his name is.
What is his name?
El Gigante.
There it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's El Gigante from Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
A great one.
As soon as I opened my dumb mouth, I was like, I recognize this.
Here's another one. Here we go. Let me refresh what the score is. It is Heather 3, Nick 2. Heather 3, Nick 2. Here is the next theme.
Weiger, is this Metroid Prime?
That is correct.
Wow.
Is this Ridley?
Nick, it is not.
I don't know the names of these characters, so I'm just going to say Mother Brain.
No, it is the titular Metroid
it's
Prime.
It's the titular Metroid Prime. God damn it.
It's okay.
Are we tied?
I overthought it because I was like, it's not going to be Metroid Prime in Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
But it was.
It was. Moving right along.
Wait, it are is we tied?
It is a tie game.
Okay, great.
Here's the next boss theme.
Heather.
Nick.
Oh.
I heard Nick first.
I'm going to guess this is very Final Fantasy. I'm going to guess recency bias Final Fantasy 16.
Wow, that is correct. Any guesses on the boss?
It's Fire Guy, Ifrit.
That is incorrect.
This is Titan.
Also incorrect.
Oh,
it
man.
Is, of course, Ultimalius.
Of course. How could we forget Ultimalius?
Yeah. Nick's in the lead now, 4-3. And this,
wow.
This is the final song. Here we go.
Oh, shit. This is so familiar.
Heather.
Heather.
Elden Ring.
Incorrect.
Oh, What the fuck is this?
I've played this fucking game. God damn it.
Yeah. I know we know what this is. I don't know. Tell me.
It's Colossus 16 from Shadow of the Colossus.
Of course. We just fucking covered it.
Boo, I lost. I'm so dumb because I lost and I'm dumb and I'm bad at the game and a boo.
This is why the game is hard. We covered that game last month. It is fresh in our minds. We've heard that song a bunch of times in our lives and hearing it now in this context, and it's guess what this is. You're still like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, it's also because there are too many games.
There's too many.
How could you remember everything all the time?
Thesis proven.
Yeah. But Nick is our winner. Nick is the winner of Who's the Boss?
Hell yeah. I guess I'm the boss.
Oh, shit.
That's this week's Get Played. Our engineering is by Alex Gonzalez, Dead Air Alex G on Twitter and Instagram. And also, you know, we're going to be playing Cyberpunk 2077, The Phantom Liberty for this month's pod. But we are also watching the anime Cyberpunk Edgerunners on our sister show, Get Animated.
And if you check out those... that show on patreon.com/getanimated, you'll listen to us be berated by Ash Ketchum every week.
That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, we're watching, what are we in? Episodes 5 and 6?
This will be 5 and 6 this week. Yeah.
Yeah. 5 and 6 of Cyberpunk Edgerunners. The show is clipping along. Lots of reveals. And even if you aren't a big fan of Cyberpunk the game, people like the anime. So.
Great anime. It's on Netflix. Feel free to check it out and then check out our show as well. Also, Matt did something, which is that now all of our episodes on our Patreon are organized by the series we covered. So you can find our backlog of all of our Evangelion, full watch through, Licorice Recoil, Chainsaw Man, all the myriad shows we have covered over the course of Get Animated's existence. So that is all available now on our Patreon if you want to dig into our back catalog and watch any of those shows along with us in the past.
Hell yeah,
guys,
baby.
I said it earlier. I got played this week. It was me.
Yeah.
I got it.